You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me and join all of us together as we're going through the Word. We're in the book of Revelation. Oh, what an important look this is, this study of this book here, as we're rapidly approaching the end of the age. We're in the Lord's letters to the seven churches. We're eavesdropping in on the Lord's letters that He's dictated to John to give to the pastors of these churches, and we're listening to His advice and His command. Not His advice, let me take that back, His commands, His instructions, and we are applying them to our lives and to our churches as well. This is what we can glean out of these first three chapters, and that is, we're reading somebody else's mail, we're seeing what the Son of God commends them for, and we're seeing what the Son of God instructs them that they need to do better. And if we're doing what they were doing wrong, then we need to turn from that and not do it anymore. That's the whole reason of reading somebody else's mail. These first three chapters, remember the division of this book. It says, write therefore the things which you saw and the things which are. Those are a past tense. But we can always glean from this, from somebody else's letter. As you can glean from Galatians, that was somebody else's letter. So was Ephesians. So was Philippians. So was Colossians. So was Hebrews. So was Romans. So was 1st and 2nd Timothy. Shall I go on? It's all somebody else's mail, somebody else's letters. Chapter 4, verse 1, we're going to start to get into the future, to things that haven't happened yet. Now, today, we're looking at this church in Philadelphia. First, let me just say again, I want to invite you to come out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning at 10:30. We're looking, starting Matthew chapter 24 and 25, what'll be the sign of your coming, the end of the world. Last week, we looked at, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, this week, we're going to start looking at all of the various signs the Son of God gives us to know that His return is near. You're invited out to Island, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. Today, we're looking at this church in Philadelphia. To the messenger or the pastor of the church in Philadelphia. All right, now, Philadelphia is about 28 miles south of the dead church in Sardis. This postman is on a circular route here, and he's taking this mail to these pastors. It's almost like the Lord Jesus Christ has taken the pastor into His comfortable leather office and closing the door. I think the pastor of this church, he can keep his door open when Jesus comes in, because he's going to be proud of the report that he hears here, because there's no correction in this letter. This church is faithful, and this church is doing it right. Now, to the pastor of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things says the Holy One, the true One, He who has the key of David, He that opens and no man shuts, except He that opens. I know your works. Behold, I've set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. Because you have a little strength and have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. verse 9. Behold, I will give those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but they're lying. Behold, I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and they shall know that I have loved you. Okay, let's look at what we have here. First off, like I said in yesterday's program, the Lord Jesus Christ, this is not to just the church in Philadelphia 2,000 years ago that's got no modern application for you. This is to everyone in the faithful church. Are you in the faithful church? It's not your church building, it's your heart. How do you feel about sin? What do you love more? Is Jesus number one in your life? Remember what he said. Unless if you hate your mother and father and sister and brothers, you have no part with me. Certainly he didn't mean you have to. I mean, that would go against the Ten Commandments, right? Honoring your mother and father. It means that your love for him, nothing should compare to that. Your love for him. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. How are you doing on that? Are you in the faithful church? Look back at your life, well, let's say a year ago or 2 years ago, and look at your life here right now in the fall here of 2014. Are you living a better life now than you were then? Let me rephrase that. Are you more like Jesus now than you were then? Do you hate sin more now than you did then? Are you a member of the faithful church? Have you been faithful? Even our dogs are faithful. You know how faithful our dogs are, right? They're always with us, always love us, no matter what we've done, no matter how much maybe we've yelled at them or neglected them. Dogs are faithful. Are you a member of the faithful church? Then he says this, I will give those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but they're lying. Okay, what does he mean by that? I mean, either you're a Jew or you're not a Jew, right? No. You have to make a distinction between national Israel and a Jew. Now, Paul said in Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, let's go there. Romans 2:28, Paul says, for he is not a Jew who was one outwardly, nor a circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who was one inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. You see, Paul and Jesus have spiritualized this text. You see, a Jew is not one outwardly. You're not just a Jew because you are Jewish. You were born of a Jew, your father was Jewish, or your mother was Jewish. Paul is saying, and Jesus is saying, that a true Jew is a spiritual son of Abraham. That's what he means by this. Someone who says that they are Jew and are not, they might have been born through the seed of Abraham and are a descendant of a Jew, but that's not a true Jew. No, Paul says a true Jew is one inwardly. That is a believer. That is Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. It says, Abraham believed God and his faith was reckoned to him, accounted to him as righteousness. A true Jew is one with faith who believes God and his word, who believes in the one whom he has sent. A true Jew is a spiritual son of Abraham, a believer. That is what he meant by this. Someone who says that they are Jew, but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. What a phrase that is. The synagogue of Satan. Behold, I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and they will know that I have loved you. In other words, finally, they're going to be honored. They might be trying to kill you now. They rile up the crowds against you now, but it's not always going to be that way. They will come and bow down before your feet, and they will know that you are my people, is what he's saying. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, which is going to come upon the whole world to test those that dwell upon the earth. Now, the question is here, well, first, let's look at this verse here. He says, because you've done this, I'm going to do this. It's always conditional. God acting and God responding, it's always conditional. To him who overcomes, I will, ... It's the same here. Because you have done this, God says, I am going to do this. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, that is, you haven't denied my name, you haven't denied Jesus Christ. You know, you see it today in the news. You see radical Muslims and Islam killing Christians, you see, but they haven't denied the name. That's all they ask them to do. That's all Muslims ask Christians to do, is deny the name of Jesus Christ. That's all they have to do. All you need to do is just deny Jesus Christ. It's funny how they never do that to anyone else. Have you ever noticed that? The Hindus don't have to renounce or deny whatever or whoever. Not even the Jews. No one else has to do this. Only Christians. Only Christians they force to deny the name of Jesus Christ. And they don't. You see, they stand tall in the faith. They stand strong here. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from. Now that word from is the Greek word ek. The preposition means out of. I will keep you out of the hour of testing, which is about to come on the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. The question is hour literal or is hour figurative? There's other examples in the Bible. When I taught this at church, we went through the different usages of the word hour to find out literal or figurative. What does he mean by this? 1 hour. Is it exactly 1 hour, 60 minutes? Or is he just talking time period? Sometimes this is supposed to be taken literal. Like when you get to chapter 18, when we see the destruction of Babylon, it says in 1 hour, such great wealth was laid waste. Verse 19, it says, oh, that great city by which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, because in 1 hour she was laid waste. That's supposed to be taken literal. I believe that in just 1 hour, the destruction is going to come. I think that verse should be taken literal. Now, here it says, I will keep you because you have done this, because you have persevered and you have not denied my name here, because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you out of the hour of testing that's going to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and by no means shall he go out any longer. And I will write on him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down from heaven from my God, and my new name. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And that's the promise he gives everyone in the faithful church, that for holding on to the name of Jesus Christ and not denying his name, he promises to keep you out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world. Certainly looks like this is a promise towards the end of the tribulation period, if hour means hour.
I believe we'll take one more program here tomorrow and stop and take the whole program looking at what the Lord Jesus Christ just said, that I will not erase your name out of the book of life. That's worthy of more than a casual glance. So we will look in our next program. Does that mean what it apparently says? Can you and I lose our salvation? That'll be our next program right here on WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. wgod.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio.